You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Friday, March 1st, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today is Katie Hahn and Darren Selzler from the Crookston Police Department. And how are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. And, well, it's been a little bit since we've chatted. So what's been going on in the last couple months?
Yeah, I think about we do it usually at the top of the month, right? Every Friday at the top of the month. And, no, things have been going well. We've been making it through the winter. We got dumped on Tuesday, right? We got more snow in one day than we have all year, which, again, can't complain. But, beautiful day out today. What is there, some weather next week?
A little bit, yeah,
talking
possibly.
About something coming up. So, yeah, everybody had to dig their snow boots and shovels out again and kind of dig out the city to get ready for work. A lot of services shut down. But other than that, no, it's kind of been, which is a good thing for us, the police department, if you want to say kind of status quo. Things have been going well. And, yeah, we thought today, I brought Katie Hahn here with today. Katie, along with Rebecca Gutierrez, is one of our administrative assistants. Katie, what, you've been 6 years police department now? Are we go closer to seven?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 7 years.
7 summer. Yep.
Becky Gutierrez has been with us about 20 years. So we have two administrative assistants at the police department, and their kind of cross duties is also non-emergency dispatching. And so we thought today, as a topic I don't think we've ever talked about, or that I've ever talked about it anyway in my time as police chief or deputy chief, and we thought we'd just kind of discuss a little bit how the dispatching services work at the Crookston Police Department and how we share those services with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, their dispatch center over there. So I thought we'd just give a little rundown of how that kind of works and maybe some points and tips and recommendations on if you are reporting an incident or calls for services, we call that. Maybe some tips on, you know, information to provide and how that works so we can provide the best services possible when we're responding the appropriate people to those types of calls.
Yeah, so let's turn it over to Katie.
Yeah. All right. So we take, like Chief said, we take non-emergency calls during the day, Monday through Friday between 8 and 4:30. And most of those, I mean, they range from parking complaints to loose animals to, you know, a range of things. We aren't able to dispatch out fire or ambulance, so we can dispatch our officers for those non-emergency calls. So if you do have an emergency, dial 911, right? So what we're looking for when we take the initial call is your name, address, phone number, the person, or, you know, where the complaint is, what their address is, whether it be a landmark like the polka dot house on the corner or, you know, then actual address, cross streets. Both Becky and I know the city really well. I mean, we were both born and raised here, so we have a lot of knowledge on streets and areas and homes and who lives there. We can go by old landmarks. You know, some of the newer officers that we have aren't going to know certain things as what they once were. So we're looking for an address, license plates numbers, if you're, you know, it's a parking complaint, vehicle description, what color it is, what kind of vehicle it is. We don't necessarily need make, model, year, but generally it's a red van or, you know, a black SUV or something like that.
Yeah, so like Katie said, you know, we, and I don't know that a lot of people even maybe know this exactly how it works or what, but like she said, we dispatch all non-emergency calls for service at the police department. So our office hours are 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but that doesn't mean we close, unfortunately, right? Our patrol officers and other officers are working, you know, 24/7. But during those day hours, you know, Katie and Becky have a lot of responsibilities. Like she said, they handle all the walk-in traffic. You know, they answer all the phones, you know, and they do the non-emergency dispatch traffic with our officers. So if they're making like traffic stops or if they're just out on their routine calls or patrol, all that radio traffic comes through us at the Crookston Police Department. So again, aside from just answering all the calls and doing what they do, they also are dispatching services and provide that for the city. You know, between 4:30 p.m. and 8 a.m., the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they handle all of those calls for us. all the emergency and non-emergency, and then also they handle all of the emergency calls. So like Katie said, we just do non-emergency at the police department. In the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they're called what's called a PSAP. So that's a public safety answering point. And what that is they're basically responsible for all the emergency phone calls. You know, so it can range from a wide variety from, you know, serious crimes in progress to medical emergencies, maybe a fire incident or something like that. So like Katie said, when you call 911, that automatically goes right to the Polk County Sheriff's Office. That doesn't even come to our office. So, and then at that point, they would just dispatch the applicable services, whether it's ambulance or something else. And, you know, every once in a while, we'll get an emergency call where someone will call in and say, hey, we need an ambulance or we need that. And, you know, then we just forward that call. You know, most times the people, I don't think, really know that that's happening. But we'll forward that call to the Polk County Sheriff's Office again because they're the PSAP. But exactly like Katie said, you know, Polk County does a great job. We have a great working relationship with them. But they also are responsible for the entire county, you know, which is East Grand Forks, Foss, and many cities. And geographically, we're a very large county, right? So when you call in, we may know, like, hey, it's by the old Piggly Wiggly or something like that, which used to be Hugo's or another landmark, you know, or neighborhoods, you know, the Jerome's Edition or something like that, you know, and the Flats or whatever people would say. Well, we might be familiar with that, but exactly like Katie said, we have some newer officers and maybe some of the dispatchers of Polk County Sheriff's Office aren't quite familiar with that. So again, kind of some of those tips that she had mentioned as far as trying to provide as much information as you can when you call. Kind of like the who, what, when, where of what happened. And, you know, some of those recommendations or tips that I always, when we're training new officers or working with dispatchers of the public, is, and I don't know if it's like a formal method or if it's like, you know, anything you Google and it's actually going to come up, but like the top down is what I always say. So like if you're doing a person description, like you want to try to describe somebody, you know, it's like, blonde hair, brown hair, wearing glasses, you know, red shirt, gray shirt, whatever, black pants, all the way down to like your shoes. Maybe they're white shoes or maybe, you know, sometimes that information is hard to obtain because you might be in a crisis or you might be, you know, in a situation where you're not normal to those incidents, right? So you kind of have different emotions and feelings coming out. But again, the most information you can provide to us, the better. And same with cars, top down, you know, black SUV or maybe it was tan over red or whatever that looks like. If you're kind of just getting that mental thought of always reading top to down, it provides really good information for us so that we can, again, provide the best dispatching services possible. So, yeah, anything like that. And just staying calm and staying on the line, you know, and if it's safe to do so. Obviously, there might be some situations where there isn't. But, you know, it's funny. When I was like Katie and Becky and a bunch of us, you know, we were born and raised in Crookston. And back when I was on patrol, a lot of the dispatchers, the same thing. So we used to just get dispatched to businesses. And me personally, I would prefer like, hey, we need to go to Hugo's or Walmart. Like in my mind, that you know, generates like, I know exactly where to go. Where if you said, hey, you need to go to, you know, 1700 University Avenue or something, I'd be like, what is that? I want the business, you know? Where a lot of the new dispatchers or a lot of new police officers are the opposite. They would rather have that address information. Maybe be, you know, rather than a business or something, because maybe it just doesn't generate as well with them or not, or whatever that might be. So yeah, kind of those tips, like Katie said, just if you don't throw those landmarks out there for sure, because, you know, as the dispatcher, they're dispatching those calls. We're often in route in progress, you know, going there, getting that information while we're en route, you know, and that's kind of one unique thing about the police department is we're basically located in the center of Crookston. So the 4-8 building right on Broadway there, that's technically like the center of Crookston. So if you're giving addresses north, south, east, west, we know, even if we're not 100% sure exactly where we're going, if you said, you know, North Front or First Avenue North or whatever, that we already know we're going that way. Or, you know, Fifth Avenue South, we're going to go south of the city or whatever to, you know, start heading that way, even if we don't have all of that information up front, you know, so... and we're fortunate in the city of Crookston. We are a smaller geographical layout, so, you know, it doesn't take us very long to respond to, you know, many calls. But again, in this, you know, sometimes the calls come in as one thing and they turn out to be something else. You know what I mean? Where they might think it's an accident, where it's actually maybe another crime in progress in the street or whatever. So we always try to respond appropriately to that call, but honestly, many times it's something else when we get there. Just again, because, you know, not any fault to anybody, maybe they're not reporting it properly, or just what they visually see or think it might be happening, and it might be something else. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the biggest thing is, like, yeah, stay calm, stay on the line, you know, let the dispatcher ask most of the questions. And even if the police are, when they do show up, sometimes it's nice even to stay on the line a little bit longer with us just to make sure, one, we know the police are there, we know it's safe, you know, and at that point they might say, okay, I'm going to turn you over to the police. I'm going to hang up now, you know, or something. And again, it's always best to provide your information. You know, some people want to remain anonymous, and that's fine, but it's sometimes that gets difficult for us to call them back if they don't want to provide their name or phone numbers. And, you know, we will get situations where they'll report something and say, I want to stay anonymous, and then hang up. And, well, that's difficult for us to, you know, kind of dispatch some of those to make sure, one, the safety of our officers and the public. You know, our main goal as police is the best interest of public safety. And if, you know, sometimes if we can't provide that information as accurately as we need to, you know, we just want to make sure we're providing the best service possible. Yeah.
Yeah. And when we get those anonymous calls, sometimes they're very quick and they don't have a whole lot of information, and that is hard for us as to dispatch it, as for the officers to hear it, you know, we're going on very little information to get them to where they need to be, which, you know, is not ideal for them or, you know, who they're trying to assist, right? So
yeah. And then for like non-emergencies, like, is there a different phone number that people would call?
Yeah, so our phone number, our office phone number, is 218-281-3111. So three and all the ones afterwards. It's the easiest way to remember it. And that phone, we pick it up 8 to 4:30, and then that rolls over to the sheriff's office right at 4:30. So they will continue picking up our admin line all through the night and into the next day on weekends and holidays.
Yeah, so you don't have, yeah, exactly. It's the same number. It's just, that's why we just want to talk about that, because it might be an incident where maybe you reported it later in the day, and say you're talking to Katie or Becky, and then you call back an hour later and you get somebody else, and they're like, you know, I have to look in the CAD. I'm not 100% familiar with that, you know, just for that reason, again, having that best information that we can have, because most of the time you might be talking to the same person, but maybe not, right? And, you know, in Polk County, they have several dispatch councils and several dispatchers working at the same time, you know. So, you know, again, it might take them a minute to kind of get on speed with what's going on or something like that. So, yeah, it is pretty seamless. Like I said, most of the time people don't even realize how that operation works, or that, you know, if they're talking to Crookston or Polk County Sheriff's Office. And Polk County does a great job, and we have a great working relationship with them. And honestly, we couldn't provide the services that we do without them. Mm-hmm. Without that PSAP center and them providing those services to the city, which that's everything from ambulance to fire. So without them, we'd really be lost. It would be difficult for us to perform our jobs. Absolutely. So
definitely. That's a really great point there. And so when we talk about non-emergency phone calls, like, what can that exactly mean? Because I think that can be maybe a little bit of a confusing topic.
Yeah. So non-emergency phone calls would be, you know, I have a stray dog that walked into my yard or garage or whatever, cats. We have parking complaints. If the vehicle, the city ordinance says vehicle needs to be moved once every 24 hours, that's on the street. So, my neighbor's vehicle has been there for 2 months and hasn't moved.
Traffic complaints. A lot of public assists, you know, different things like that. Maybe just stranded vehicles or whatever. So
yeah, we did a lot of motorist assists this week when, you know, people were stuck out on Barrett and Fisher. Those come in through us.
You know, I think sometimes the easiest way to remember is, like, if you don't need to press 911, everything else would kind of be non-emergency, you know what I mean? So, and we would take care of all of that for the most part. So, you know, every once in a while, people, you know, maybe don't know the number, and you know, 911 might be your option, and you know, that's okay. But typically, yeah, you know, if it's not a crisis where you need something absolutely immediately, or something's really unfolding fast, or whether that's a medical or fire emergency or something, you know, that zero. I'm sorry, I was gonna say 0431. That's our fax number. Sorry.
So that's sheriff's office.
Oh yeah, there you go. 3111. I'm gonna confuse everybody now. The 218-281-3111. Yeah, that's where all that goes. And if you did call the sheriff's office direct, they would just, if it's not emergency, they would just forward that back to us again. So
yeah. But when it is an emergency, and if you're calling the non-emergency line, let's say for an ambulance, what happens is we'll transfer that, and that's losing time, right? You're going to be put through to the sheriff's office, who has to now dispatch it to...
Might hear a couple clicks or something, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, in an emergency, if you truly need something, one of their services, the 911 obviously is the fastest choice for getting that them to you as quick as possible. And they'll also dispatch our officers if they are needed on the scene as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very important during those emergency conversations, as you had mentioned earlier, to stay on the line, because that's just so pivotal. And you can also maybe provide extra details, too, when you get there. You might, you know, see one thing, and then as the phone call progresses, you see more things and more details you can provide.
It's evolving, like you say. And a lot of times we'll get that with traffic complaints, too. Maybe somebody's driving erratically or unsafe or something like that, and a motorist will call in and say, hey, I'm following this vehicle. And, you know, if they can stay on the line and provide that information to us, again, till we can get someone there or get there, you know, because that's obviously a moving a call for service, right? So, you know, giving those street numbers or street addresses or streets, at least, like, hey, I'm on this street, or however that works, so we can kind of get over there and then take care of that call, you know, appropriately. Absolutely.
And a license plate number, too, that can be really tough to track in the heat of the moment as well. So.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, getting a state is helpful, too, when you're given a license plate number. You know, generally we would assume Minnesota if you didn't say anything different. But, you know, some people don't think of that. Like, there, it could be 123 ABC, but it was a North Dakota plate instead of a Minnesota plate. So that determines how we run that information and get the information back.
And it can be hard to process that too, like you say, when there's something evolving or something serious, and it could be a traumatic event, you know. And so again, just staying calm the best you can. And I know sometimes it's like, oh, that's a lot of information to provide, but again, the more information you can provide to us is always going to be the best, because you know, we're running those license plates, and you know, trying to get that information ahead of time, you know, where say, oh, it's this license plate and it's John Doe or something, so we can start putting names with faces or you know, or vehicles or whatever that looks like. So, you know, as you're calling that in, that's what Katie and Becky or the dispatch centers are doing, is, you know, they're running those license plates, and your license plate comes back the registered owner. So typically, not always, but typically the owner is going to be driving their car, right? So we can kind of get that information and different things like that. So, and you know, when you do that, there could be safety bulletins. You know, maybe it's somebody from not the area, or somebody with some safety concerns or something. A lot of times that'll come up when we run those license plates or names or something like that. Again, providing that information to the officer is always very helpful.
There's no such thing as too many details.
No, for sure. Absolutely.
Regardless if it's not emergency or emergency.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And, you know, we take pride in what we do. And like we said, I know I've said a few times, we want to provide the best services we can. And obviously public safety is a concern, but so is officer safety, right? We want to make sure that we're not knowingly putting our officers in harm's way without at least trying to preface that, or at least, you know, indicate that prior to them responding, because it might change how they respond, or if it's one officer or three or four, you know, whatever that looks like. So again, the nature of the call is very important when we're responding to things like that, for sure.
And we definitely appreciate everyone that is part of the law enforcement, all the work that you guys do for us to make our community safe. And as you had mentioned earlier, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's our job. We take pride in that. We're privileged to do it. And anything we can do, any tips or pointers we can help to make it a better or safer community, that's what we're all about, for sure.
All right. Well, Katie Hahn and Darren Selsler, thank you very much for joining us here on today's Valley Talk program, and I look forward to speaking with you guys again next month.
All right. Perfect. Thanks
awesome.
For having
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate so that you. Was Katie Hahn and Darren Selsler from the Crookston Police Department on today's Valley Talk program.